former president of the United States once asked the Israeli prime minister how things were going. "Oh," said the prime minister, "I have many problems." The American president replied, "You think you have problems? You're the president of 9 million people. I'm the president of 300 million. The prime minister replied, "Mr. President, you are the president of 300 million people. I, however, am the president of 9 million presidents." The Torah says in Parshat Ki Tisa, "I've seen this people, and behold, it's a stiff-necked people." Notice that the Torah doesn't focus on the sin of the golden calf per se, with all its severity, rather on the stubbornness that it revealed. A negative action can always be atoned for and repaired. A character flaw is much more difficult to fix. But there's also a positive side to being stubborn. Edward Gibbon, in his Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, writes that of all of the nations that Rome subjugated, the only nation that clung successfully to its beliefs were the Jews. All of Rome's other vassal states managed to infiltrate the Roman gods into their pantheon without batting an eyelash. The Jews, however, were prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice for what they believed. In one concentration camp, there was a particularly sadistic Nazi officer. One day, he ordered a Jewish inmate to follow him up to the top of a nearby hill. He pointed to a cloud of dust rising on the eastern horizon. "Jew," he said, "do you know what that is?" "No," replied the Jew. "That, Jew, is the Russian army. In a couple of hours, they'll be at the gates of the camp. The war is over for you, Jew." From his pocket, he pulled out some meat and said, "Eat this ham now, Jew, or I'll shoot you." The Jew refused on the spot without batting an eyelash, and the Nazi murdered him in cold blood without batting an eyelash. Intransigence is a Jewish gene. We can use our stubbornness to rebel against God, or we can use that same stubbornness to sanctify His name and leave this world with pride.